Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
There's no easy way out.
Sing it, Hugh.
There's no shortcut home. Ain't no easy way out, Joe.
No. Hugh Douglas, confident. Well, at least he said so. That the Eagles are going to bounce back on Sunday against the Vikings. Me? Not so much. I need to see them play well before I start believing they're going to play well again. 215-592-9494. We will get back to all of your Eagles calls here. Are you feeling a bounce back? Are you confident in the Birds this weekend? Look, this game feels 23-20-ish, 2017. Could they win a coin flip game? Yeah, I mean, Carson Wentz could absolutely take a bunch of sacks, fumble the football, throw it to Zach Bond, and we win a defensive low-scoring struggle. I believe that certainly could happen. But confidence, especially on the offensive side, I got to see them play well before I feel really confident. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. But we want to get to this because yesterday we were on, we aired the entire Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson press conference. We reacted a little bit to some of the bigger things. I was mostly frustrated with the tone of Dave Dombrowski yesterday because I just felt it was more of like, what are you going to do? It's baseball. We'll just shrug our shoulders and there's nothing we can do.
Made a lot of good points.
He did not, actually. He made points that pissed me off yesterday because it felt like a lot of, sorry, guys, we'll get it again next year. And no passion from Dave Dombrowski. But this caught all of our attention. In fact, this one, it was one of those, like, Hugh and I took the headphones off our ears and looked at each other like, what did he just say? Let's listen to Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking about Bryce Harper, the season he had, the player he used to be, the player he is now. Here is Dombrowski.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes the elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's... You know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, Nick, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age. Again, he's not old. That level off. Or I've seen guys rise again.
Mm. All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. Let me start with this. I don't think anything he said was not factual. In fact, if you asked me to assess Bryce Harper's game today, heading into 2026, Hugh, I would say the exact same things as Dave Dombrowski. I think he assessed his game completely accurately. He has not been, at least this past year, what he used to be. His age makes you wonder, can he get back to that level again? He's probably gone from elite to very good to more like in between very good and good right now. I think that's all totally accurate. Mm-hmm. What struck me is, why is he saying it? And what is there to be gained from saying it? And from a perspective of, like, they're still married to each other, right? Mm-hmm. It's the team and him, the front office and him. It doesn't make much sense to me, and it feels like something that was out of line to say. Not that it was inaccurate, but I'll give you an example of... Let's just use Howie Roseman. I always think of Howie Roseman with these things. That's why I got annoyed yesterday with Dombrowski, because there's no way Howie would ever get up to the podium and say, boy, the Chiefs were good. What do you want us to do? Let's shrug our shoulders. You see that Mahomes guy? No, he would never say that. He would say we're disappointed and we're going to do everything we can to win a World Series. I digress. Howie, could you ever imagine Howie Roseman going to the podium after a season, let's say this Eagles season, if Jalen doesn't start playing better, and say, yeah, Jalen was elite at one point. He's not anymore. We'll see if he can get back to it. That's up to him. I would be floored if Howie said that. Now, he might feel it, but I don't think Howie would put that in the atmosphere. So I don't think what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday was inaccurate at all. He's right about Bryce Harper. I did think it was out of line, though. I don't understand why you say that about your franchise player. Hugh, did you think it was appropriate, out of line? Like, what did you think now that you've heard it a few times?
No, I didn't think anything. I think he was dead on because, you know, we talked about that. And, you know, not to be, I told you so, Douglas.
Here we go.
But I remember like a couple of days ago, you know, when Devin Caney kind of, you know, agreed with a sentiment that I had that Bryce Harper might be on the chopping block.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of validates that. So all y'all that thought that was a bad take, y'all can kiss my ass because that wasn't a bad take. You have to learn how to read the tea leaves. And the bottom line is Bryce Harper has not been the guy that he's been in the past. Y'all still holding on to that Bellum in the Bank stuff. That was a long time ago. And when you talk about where this team is, the reality is this is it's getting older. It's getting a little longer in the tooth.
Right.
And he had the nerve and the audacity to start the season asking for some more money and then came out there and didn't play well. I mean, that's the reality of it. And then had the nerve to roll out the rivalry starter pack the way that he did.
Mm.
So that's what – like, y'all need to start getting out your fandom and listen to what's being said. Dave Dombrowski doesn't get up there and say that. Go back and listen to some of the stuff that he said about Bryce Harper last year and see how that relationship has changed. Bryce Harper, they might not trade him, but they're considering it. It's definitely been a conversation. That's a fact. You don't say stuff like somebody like about somebody like that has that much cachet in the organization. You don't get out there and say that, and everybody's talking about it. They're talking about it on MLB. And say that about him and not consider moving on from him.
Okay, so sometimes when we have these conversations, you like to use relationship analogies, right? I'll throw one at you. There could be a fact about your significant other. There could be a fact about your spouse. Is it wise for you to say it out loud?
No. It all depends. Even if you have a great relationship, it's certain things you just cannot say to your significant other.
So that's where I'm with this. Like, if you just, black and white, yes or no, baseball perspective, is he wrong about anything he said yesterday? He's not.
No,
that's the truth. But
I got a question for
how
you,
does
Joe.
What does Dave Dombrowski gain by letting us know that he's not sure if their franchise player will ever be elite again? Like, is he trying to light a fire under his ass?
No, I don't know. But I have a question for you, Joe. This is just like, because you've been married a while, right?
Yeah, 14 years.
And I'm not saying, because we've never had this conversation, but I'm just asking hypothetically.
Okay.
If, as long as you've been with your wife, if you didn't like her cooking, and she asked you one day, how do you feel about her cooking? Would you tell her, I'd never liked your cooking, or would you just go ahead and ride that out since everything's been perfect all this time? Would you just say, hey, no, like, since you asked, babe.
I'd ride it out.
Yeah, you got to.
I do enjoy her cooking, but I would ride it out. I mean, like, what do I gain from saying I wouldn't? Yeah.
You got to ride that one out. You don't, it just certain things, even, because this is the one thing that I've learned, especially dealing in relationships. Women especially, they want you to be forthcoming, fellas. You can't tell everything.
Mm.
Like, for real. Like, don't be that dummy and fall for that. Don't be the dummy and fall for that full transparency. That's a fallacy. That's not real.
Yeah, it's not real life.
It's not. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Do not fall for that joke.
So, but like the Bryce thing, it is kind of a marriage. Now, it's not as binding, right? You could trade players and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know what the Phillies gained from yesterday. Like, what did Dave Dombrowski gain from yesterday? Unless he's trying to light a fire or he's annoyed at Bryce. Like, if, again, what would Howie do? I would be floored if Howie ever.
What would Howie do is crazy.
I'd be floored if Howie ever got.
But that's not.
But
100%,
NFL doesn't operate. Like, that's a conversation. That's a closed door conversation.
Yes. But yesterday was an open door conversation. He put it out there. Like, Howie, is it fair to say since the 2022 season, Jalen Hurts hasn't had an elite full year? I think that is fair to say, right? I'm not talking about the Super Bowl MVP. I'm talking about since 23, 24, 25. There's no MVP votes. There's no elite season. Howie can say that, and it's factual. I'd be floored if Howie got to the point and was like, Jalen was elite at one point. I don't know if he'll ever get back there again. I'd be floored. Well, I thought it was out of line.
He'd filibuster like he always does, but Dave's always been very forthcoming. Like, I don't know. It definitely shocked me when I heard it.
It's shocking.
But the more I think about it, like, I'm okay with it.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Like, Harper has no issue with being honest and saying what he feels like all the time, right? Like, they are in this together for a while. And I don't think it's unfair for him to be honest about Bryce Harper as a player. I will say this, though. That's not comments you make about a player that you're going to trade. That's out.
Oh, because you're saying, like, torpedoed his value?
Yeah, you talk about how he has all these great years left and all that stuff. Like, by the way, like, I don't think it's a conversation unless people start calling about him. I don't think they're going to be, like, I don't think they're...
I mean, that's a fair assessment.
But something is off with this relationship.
I pick up what you're putting down. But you called him out, though.
Wasn't it an easy answer to not make this a conversation? Bryce has been a great player. Bryce would probably tell you this wasn't his best season. Yeah. But he could do something like where I would never doubt Bryce Harper. Right? Bryce Harper's one of the best players in baseball.
And he'll bounce back.
Yeah, right. Like, I wouldn't doubt Bryce Harper. We believe in him. We're excited for the next 6 years or whatever there's on the contract.
Well, he was honest about everything. He said, we'll see on Castellanos. Matt Schramm is a you-know-what.
he did do that.
That's who Dave Dombrowski is.
It is who he is, but yesterday was as blunt as the organization has ever been about Bryce Harper.
I agree.
I just thought it was striking. All right, 215-592-9494. Dave Dombrowski's comment on Bryce Harper was, well, either appropriate or out of line. It is one of our Twitter questions here, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. On the Eagles, are you confident? And the Bryce Harper comment by Dombrowski yesterday. Again, I was struck by it because it was blunt. John in Allentown. What's up, John?
Guys, that comment by Dombrowski had me want to fight. That was completely out of line. For a guy who has made bad decisions year after year and still has not put a batter behind Bryce Harper to protect him, that's pretty out of line.
Well, John,
it's really hard to be elite when you have no protection behind you.
So, John, it is fair. As much as he was being blunt and fair about Bryce's performance, it is blunt and fair to bring up that, like, they have $60 million on the payroll next year tied up in Taiwan Walker, Aaron Nola, and Nick Castellanos. Mm-hmm. Like, that's squarely on Dave Dombrowski.
Yep. I hope that somebody offers Kyle Schwarber a ton of money. Because I don't want him back.
Why?
At all.
Why?
I don't like him.
You don't like Schwartz?
I respect that.
As a player?
I don't like him as a player. I think he's faker than fake.
He had 56 home runs.
He's fake.
I don't care.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know what?
This is my new favorite story.
He didn't hit 58 home runs. Man. And you know,
well, how are we replacing 56 home runs? Where are they coming from?
Addition by subtraction.
Stop. Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard all week, and we just sat through an hour of that press conference yesterday.
This offense without 56 home runs will
addition
be
by subtraction.
Meek. It will be meek.
Guys, what does this team not do?
What do they not do?
They don't play small ball. They don't play small ball ever.
Yeah. Where's small ball getting the Brewers right now? They're getting their ass kicked with small ball.
You need guys with different approaches.
Live your truth, John.
Why
can't they do that and have Kyle Schwarber? You understand they can have both.
Because Kyle Schwarber sucks.
No,
John,
this is moronic.
He stinks.
I mean,
yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, he stinks.
Time out. We need to be able to have we got to make a vote as a show. If we're not allowed to say Jalen Hurts stinks, we can't say Kyle Schwarber stinks.
He said he didn't like him at first. I can respect
that's
that.
True,
he did start by saying he didn't like him.
Jalen Hurts stinks, but...
I don't like Jalen either.
Who do you like?
I love Jalen. No, hold on. I love Jalen, but right now he stinks.
Right, he does. Yeah,
okay, I'm okay with that, too.
Who do I like? I like Bryce Harper.
Okay.
That's why he called me to fit the Bryce.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I like Bryce Harper. I love Bryce Harper. I love that guy. And he's an elite player if you put somebody behind him that can protect him.
Well, so John, I think it would
Schwarber to three and see what happens.
Well, so and John,
yeah,
we appreciate it. I think it would help. I think it's a fair point that Alec Bohm is that's a make believe cleanup hitter, it's been a fraud that we've been trying to pretend is a cleanup hitter for years now. I agree with that, but I don't think it's unfair to say Bryce is no longer an elite player. I think what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday is true. Dave said he kind of went on throughout that and said, you know, kind of if you look at the Bryce that has been a top 10 player, I don't think right now he's that. That's totally true. If we're still saying Bryce Harper's a top 10 player in baseball, we're lying. I mean, just look around the league. Look at the Ohtanis and Judges. He's not in their class. Right now, he's not. And it's fair. I can say it, though. Like, who am I? Dave Dombrowski is running the team that Bryce Harper kind of co-runs. That's why I wonder if there's something going on more than just baseball, Hugh, because...
Recklessly speculating.
That didn't feel like a comment you make about someone because doesn't it feel like Bryce is... Like, the two parties are aligned for the 13-year contract, like...
Yeah.
And yesterday felt like the first time the Phillies start distancing themselves from the Bryce Harper. He's our whole franchise.
Yeah. And I heard what Kyle said earlier, but that doesn't sound like, you know, somebody that you're willing to trade. I don't know, Kyle. It kind of sounds like somebody you don't think is as cute as they used to be. It's like, you know, you're dating somebody and you're looking at them like, ah.
But if you're trying to hook your boy up with her, aren't you acting like she is still?
Wait a minute. What are we doing?
No, like, I'm talking about.
He's just following your analogy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what are these young kids out here doing?
Well, I think I kind of cooked with that one, to be honest with you.
I wasn't prepared for it.
We're keeping things a box and beans and all that.
You're trying to hook your boy up with her, huh?
Well, like a franchise that is trying to move on from
one
a player.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right, and yeah. you know, if you're trying to give away your trash, you aren't talking about how trash it is.
Well, I will say this. If they know, like say if your friend group knows that Your significant other, we're going to say significant other at this point, has gained a few and has fallen off a little bit. Like, that's something it's visual. You can't hide that. So, I mean, why lie about something that we can all see?
But why say something that we all know?
I mean, because
what's the game?
Well, you're keeping it a bean. Like he said, he's still a good player. Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts are both older guys. But they fit well in the component in which the team that they're on.
Okay,
they fit well as a component piece.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I was going through this morning like, why did he say this, right? All the different potential reasons. I wonder if he's challenging him because he knows they're not going to spend a ton. Like 2 years ago, Dodgers lose with Betts and Freeman, right? Mm-hmm. What do? They went and got Shohei Ohtani. They got a player to be the best player on their team. I wonder if he's challenging him because he knows we're not going to get a Kyle Tucker, right? Like, Bryce, you got to be our best player. And right now, you're a complimentary player, not a superstar.
I just don't know how you hear that and draw the conclusion that they're open to trading him. Like, I mean, what was Howie Roseman saying about Carson Wentz before they got rid of him?
What did he say? It's like a ring on your finger or finger on your hand.
Well, come on, man.
Now Howie's with nine fingers and he's got rings on him.
I think at that point, you know, when you talk about baseball, at the time, you know, guaranteed contracts were not a big deal in the NFL. And I think that Howie was talking from the ghost of the past and how most GMs talk about players before they trade them.
I think he's just doing the prudent thing, and that's, you know, not undermining your own leverage in the situation.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I didn't walk away.
That's like 101.
I didn't walk away yesterday thinking they're going to trade him, but I did walk away thinking there's some cracks in the relationship.
I got my eye on you, dude.
Man, I'm just, you know, I'm hot takey today.
But didn't they undermine their leverage in a trade? He just told everyone he's not elite.
I don't think so.
But wait a second.
Totally
I don't think so.
But if I'm selling you something and you say, "What is this product in 100% shape?" and I say yes, but I'm not. No, I say it's actually got three cracks in it, but I don't know if it'll ever look the same.
I don't think you could hide the fact that he wasn't elite this year. Because there were plenty of times where he didn't look, I guess, happy. He didn't look comfortable.
Yeah, but I think that's, like, everybody knows that, right? We're talking about what you expect from him in the future.
Yes,
right.
And potentially
it could be them trying to light a fire, too. It could be.
Maybe they're pissed that he asked for more money.
If you're going to sell a car and it's clanking as you drive into the lot, I mean, are you going to sit there
mad
and be like, this thing's a piece of crap? Or you'd be like, that's very easily
fixable.
They're
probably mad because he threatened to commish. Probably put hands on him in the locker room.
There's something weird's going on. I think
come on, big guy.
I mean, something weird is going on. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all these things. Let's go to Mario, Northeast Philly. Mario.
Oh, one second.
Uh-oh, Mario's not ready.
Mario, what's up, pal?
Yo, my bad, man. I was in here cutting hair.
I heard it. No, you're good, man. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I was just calling. Just talk about the Hurts. I thought Kyle was going to hit Will with the when he talked about Hurts going to throw over 300 yards.
I thought he was too.
But I don't know, Joe, you might be jinxing us because you said the same thing about the Giants, talking about, oh, they're a bad team.
Yeah, trash. I did.
And look what happened.
Yeah, we got crushed.
We got crushed. I think Wentz going to might hand it to us this week.
Oh, Mario, I can't handle that, man. I can't handle it.
Hey, one more question I got to ask before I get off this phone. One thing I'm tired of seeing with Sirianni, maybe y'all can help me out with this. Why he be walking out with Big – what does Big Dom do?
He's the enforcer.
He's security.
He's the enforcer. Yo, guys, yeah. I'm tired of seeing at the end of the game him just walking out on his hip like Sirianni, the last dime.
Yeah, he's a consigliere.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Yeah. I said that right, didn't
I? Absolutely. I ain't have much to say, man. I'm at work. I got my man in the chair. I just want to say, man, I love talking to y'all every time, man. And y'all have a good week, and I'll keep doing your thing.
All right, Mario. We appreciate it, man. Let's get
home. Big up.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right, now. Be cool.
All right, then, brother.
Good stuff, Mario. We appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. We're in the barbershop. What are we going to do?
Yeah, that's awesome. We're in the barbershop.
It does. It is awesome. They're listening to us in the barbershop. Yeah. I'm just used to it now, I guess. Sirianni, he gets the escort off the field from Big Dom?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you call him?
The consigliere.
His bodyguard is what he is.
Yeah, I mean, not even in the same zip code.
I'm just saying. It just sounded cool. They're both Italian. It's a cool name.
What does that mean they're both Italian? All Italian people just walk together?
No, I'm just saying, because that's
his Italian.
Guy.
Yeah. There's no Big Doms that walk me into work.
Well,
and
I mean, because you probably don't know the right folks. That's all.
What does that mean? I don't know the right folks.
I don't know who the folks to know. The big Dom and Nick, they walk
every
out.
Every Italian family has a Big Dom. It's just a big guy.
Seriously?
In the, well, I mean, not exactly Big Dom, but like a big guy in your family. You call him Big Whatever. That's just, this is not new.
Don't disrespect Big Dom.
No, that's not what I did. I'm just saying Italian families have their Big Dom.
You know Big Dom listens to the show now.
Listen, they keep walking out.
He's still looking for Kyle.
Yeah, you better watch it. You better watch yourself over there, Kyle.
We're buds.
I don't know about that. 215-592-9494. All right. When we come back, I have to officially put to end something that we hear around here a lot. Last night was the final straw. I'm done with it. In fact, we're going to dump it. If we hear this again, we're going to dump it on the air because we just it's almost become like a curse.
Evergreen.
It's ridiculous is what it is. 215-592-949 for your thoughts on what your reaction to Dombrowski's comments yesterday about Bryce Harper. I just thought, even though it was factually true, it was totally out of line to say about a player you're still married to for all these years. Hugh Douglas thinks it was acceptable and thinks they're going to trade Bryce, which is my favorite subplot of the week here from Hugh Douglas. Also, the Eagles. Are you confident they're going to bounce back on Sunday? We'll discuss it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.